tired. I don't know if I've been as tired as that in my playing days, but no, obviously I'm delighted, and I don't want to sound stupid here, but I think there's games where we've possibly performed and had more control in games, but you don't get based on that when you're not winning games of football. So it's important as a group that we've managed to get a win under our management now, and take confidence and belief from that. There were spells in the game I thought we passed it really well through the lines and we looked dangerous, and you know, after the Ross County game you can see that with Bruce Anderson, his movement, his cleverness, he's sharp, he knows where to hurt teams with his runs, not necessarily just goal scoring opportunities but just to take defenders away, and it's now brought an edge to our game now.
And it seemed to cope well at the end with any pressure that Nice did put on, and saw the game out well, and it was also a good goal from Joe Thompson.
No, there was a bit of movement. I think Mark will probably be a little bit disappointed. The ball did seem to move, but Joe's had a strike at goal, and you get your rewards if you hit the target. It was a long 5-10 minutes towards the end of the game. You know, they brought on the boy Austin, Jordan White's a handful, and went direct, and sometimes you don't like to have to make a substitution when you put on an our centre half, because you could be inviting on trouble, but we felt it was the right one to make at the time, and as I say, thankfully we've held on for the 3 points.
Ryan Blair made an impact on his starting debut as well.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to work with Ryan when he was in at Falkirk as a young lad through the academy, so Ryan's comfortable on the ball, he's got a good range of passing, he probably prefers to sit so he doesn't have to do as much running, but you know, I think he's naturally got a left foot, he's set play delivery, and you know, I think it's good for him to get his first game under his belt and show the supporters what he's all about as well.
Is it good, just from your own point of view, that the players will know that they get the rewards for working towards your system, you know, now that you've got a one under your belt?
Yeah, it's the thing. When I look around the dressing room there, they're all shattered. You know, Danny Devine throws his body in front of one at the end. And I genuinely believe that if you don't give it your lot, sometimes that will go in off Danny and end up in the back of the net. And I feel that the boys are buying into it. We had a couple of weeks here where we've worked hard. It's been difficult because we've had injuries, but every other team's got injuries. But it's hard to push boys when you know that you're on the brink of, you know, weakening the squad. So it's no coincidence today that, you know, we've had a couple back through the week, and then people are now looking over our shoulders saying, well, I want his jersey, and you know, that's the competitive spirit I want here. It's not going to be boys that are guaranteed games at a club like Dunfermline, and I'm sure that will hold as well between now and the end of the season.
Louis Longridge's first game since the 27th of October, so really he looks bright on his return.
It's probably unfair to Louis. He played 45 minutes against Ross County the other day in the reserve game, but you know, he done that well, and he's looked that good in training that you're turning around and going, on you go. He's been a miss because he's an infectious character. He's a good character to have about the place, and he's bubbly. And when things aren't going well for you, you know, he's probably the boy that you want to turn around and look and see, come on, he's one that will dig it out in terms of he doesn't fold. So, as I say, it's great for him. He can go and take part and enjoy his night and his weekend as well, and we'll just have to make sure that we don't push him too much too early.
Callum, claiming credit for the wins.
Who's that?
Carl Davis. Is it his?
I don't mind. Listen, if Dunfermline's getting 3 points, Callum can claim a victory if he wants.
Smashing. Thanks.